Hey guys, thanks for listening. I'm Tyson Harley. Thanks for listening to The Scales of Truth. This one about, why have real science and we can just throw in some denial in the middle to try to keep you from thinking and forget what would otherwise be. Hey, but wouldn't that mean that? No, it must not mean that, as it just said it couldn't possibly mean it. Even though the logic still kind of holds, so I wonder why they say that that would be the case. But they say it. They said, don't worry about that. So I guess I'll stop thinking about that. Or if you're a journalist, and therefore I am professionally obligated to not follow that investigative lead whatsoever, because after all, they deny that it's a good lead. So anyway, this is off of something I've actually looked at before, a Salk Institute article admitting the cardiovascular damage and its connection to the spike proteins. I believe I've talked about it in previous episodes where we said, hey, spike protein really is the culprit. And then I said, then why the heck is it in the vaccine? Why, but of all the things you could have used, why don't you just use a different part of the virus? If all you need the body to do is to see some part of the virus, put that in its catalog for identification. And then if it sees that same some part, why don't you just use the non-harmful part instead of the harmful part? Seems like a bad idea. Well, maybe it's on purpose. But anyway, I have talked about this Salk Institute article, and I see it in another article is why I'm thinking of it again. And so let's go ahead and read from this article. Now, a major new study. Actually, before I do that, I want you to see if you can pick out the part that I'm going to be critical about. Now, a major new study shows that the virus spike protein, which behaves very differently than those safely encoded by vaccines, also play a key role in the disease itself. The paper provides clear confirmation and a detailed explanation of the mechanism through which the protein damages vascular cells for the first time. There's been a growing consensus that SARS-CoV-2 affects the vascular system, but exactly how it did so was not understood. Similarly, scientists studying other coronaviruses have long suspected that the spike protein contributed to damaging vascular endothelial cells, but this is the first time the process has been documented. In the new study, the researchers created a pseudovirus that was surrounded by SARS-CoV-2 classic crown of spike proteins, but did not contain any actual virus. So basically just an instrument, if you will, to have the spike protein crown so you could just check its effects. Exposure to this pseudovirus resulted in damage to the lungs and arteries of an animal model, proving that the spike protein alone was enough to cause disease. Tissue samples showed inflammation in endothelial cells lining the pulmonary artery walls. Well, that's great. So what do you think that I'm going to be critical of? Well, let's see. A major new study shows that the virus spike proteins also play a key role in the disease itself.
So what about the spike proteins in the vaccine?
Don't worry. The sales marketing arm and the denial arm from the industry that is immune to lawsuits, and so they don't care how much they mislead. Don't worry, they threw a parenthetical that was a denial, so you don't have to worry about using your brain, because after all, look at this. Now, a major new study shows that the virus spike proteins, which behave very differently than those safely encoded by vaccines, also play a key role in the disease itself. If the purpose of the spike protein that you have the body produce is so that the body sees the spike protein that you have the body produce so that it updates its catalog of things to be aware of should the actual thing come in itself, then isn't it kind of important that the spike protein in the vaccines, in the vaccine's instructions that the body creates, is pretty similar to the virus spike proteins. Didn't have to be a pretty good facsimile. So why would it behave very differently? The spike proteins, they're bad. They can create cardiovascular disease all the way up to pulmonary endothelial cell artery endothelial cell damage.
But don't worry, those darn things behave very differently than those safely encoded by vaccines.
Like how they added that, even that weighted language.
Safely encoded.
I mean, really, it should say, which behave very different, which behave differently than the spike proteins that are created by the body as a result of the mRNA instructions that the vaccine gives.
Oh, don't worry, though. The spike proteins of the virus behave very differently than those safely encoded by vaccine.
Safely encoded? Why did you use that weighted word? Because you're scumbags. And this is Salk Institute. Why? I mean, you can tell me not to worry, but you haven't told me why. Why? It doesn't make any sense.
Well, because what happened is we realized we'd made these mRNA codes.
And we said to the developers, you know, the IT developers, as though it's like instructions for a computer.
Oh, you know, Bob, we forgot to put something to make sure those spike proteins, which would otherwise damage the body, don't damage the body.
Oh, geez. You know what? I think Sally has a line of coding for that. I'll talk with her. Hey, Sally, you remember that line you used that told the cells to specifically not do what they usually do? Remember that line you used to behave? You tell the cells to behave, tell the proteins to behave.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
You think you can pull that and add it to the mRNA coding for these spike proteins?
Oh yeah, definitely. I can add that.
So it's like the mRNA coding that says create this spike protein, and then also you had better behave. I know you want to damage cardiovascular disease, but listen here.
You need to behave. You can't be like those virus spike proteins. They come from a bad part of town. And listen, you've joined the military here. You have joined the people that are supposed to help, the National Guard. And you know, despite your background, the neighborhood you came from, and the kind of damage you're used to doing in your neighborhood, your kind, you better certify and sign that you're not going to do that damage. Do you hear me? Do you hear me, spike proteins? Don't do it. You better electronically signature this, since, you know, you don't have any arms. So you're going to have to electronically sign it if, you know, y'all, you got all those spikes, and I don't think any of them work as arms. So just electronically sign it, okay? You need to certify. You won't do that cardiovascular damage like your kind tends to do, okay?
Garbage, folks.
But don't worry. We're supposed to non-think now because the obvious connection
that they thought, oh, someone's going to think there's an obvious connection here. Just put in some denial and parenthetical. That'll make people not think. Oh, and then it's actually the professional journalist will know.
I am now professionally obligated to not ask that question and not even think about it as a lead. I'm now professionally obligated to just intake this as non-think instructions to never think about that possibility again. Luckily, I got this virus idea planted into my brain so that I can now be just suggestively.
Oh, geez, what's the word when you have a part of your brain gets cut out?
Journalists are, oh, good. Now I know that I should never try to make the connection between the fact that there's spike proteins in the solution and the problem. Because after all, the parenthetical explains it all very clearly with a denial, with just a straight denial. But I won't think about the fact that they didn't have to deny with any kind of explanation. They just, I mean, after all, they said safely encoded by the vaccines. Boy, those virus spike proteins that play a key role in the disease itself, basically the only real ongoing damage role. Well, they may play a key role in the disease itself. And then we have the body create a spike protein that has to be a close enough match so that the immune system knows what to look for in the future. But don't worry, I don't need explanation so long as I have a denial.
Well, don't worry, they behave very differently than those safely encoded by vaccines. Luckily, we remembered about Sally, you know, at the press conference later.
Oh, let's look back at how this was developed. Well,
you know, Bob got told late, oh man, we forgot to tell it to behave. But luckily, our developer Sally could pull her instructions when she used it last. She keeps really good records of what she's done. She threw that line of code in there, and all of a sudden the spike proteins are like,
oh no, man. I get you, man. I enlisted to help this body. So I know I come from a rough neighborhood, and we usually, you know, loot and rob and create fires and explosions. But I know, man, I'm on the right side. I've been recruited for to be the good guy. So I may be a spike protein, but I can rise above what we usually do. And I promise that I will put you know what? Spike to my spike.
Can't be hand to heart, right?
Spike to God. I will promise not to hurt the cardiovascular system, even though that's what we spike proteins normally do. I know what my role is here, and it's just like, hey, immune system, look at me, immune system. And I promise that I will not hurt a soul up in here.
Garbage, ladies and gentlemen, garbage. Just simple denials that then go, oh,
and that's all we had to really say. No worry, it just behaves very differently than the exact same thing that the body has to create, because of what we make the body create, after all, is safely encoded by vaccines. And you know how you know it's safely? Because we said it safely.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. I'm Tyson Harley.